Research psychologists, self-help books, and religious leaders all tend to reach the same consensus. If we humans want to do more than just stay alive, if we want to thrive, then we need more than just food and shelter. We need a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose in our lives. And for us, from the faith perspective, this makes total sense. We need belonging because we were made by God to be social creatures. We were made to live in relationship with each other and with God. We need purpose because we were created for purpose, for God's purposes in the world. And as our relationship with God as humans has developed through the generations, God has continued to point us to our purposes. You can find it all through the Bible, but I pulled a few. From Deuteronomy, love the Lord your God with all your heart. And then later in Matthew, Jesus adds, and love your neighbor as yourself. In Micah, God points us to God's purposes. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. In Matthew, the way Jesus puts it is, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Over and over and over again, God communicates God's purposes for us because God knows that we need purpose, and God knows we need it because it's what God created us for. God made us this way. But in our gospel lesson today, Peter and the disciples seem to have lost their grip on their belonging and on their purpose. Just to remind us a little bit about the context here in the Gospel of John, we get Easter morning, right? Mary Magdalene encounters the risen Jesus in the garden outside the empty tomb. And then subsequent to that, Jesus appears to the disciples, but Thomas misses out. Thomas is doing something, we don't know what, but he's not there. And so Jesus comes back again and appears again to the disciples so that Thomas may see, so that Thomas can put his hands in the wounds and believe. And this resurrection, the fact that Jesus can come back and appear to the disciples, it's miraculous, it's earth-shattering. But then, presumably, Jesus disappears on them again. And after a while, I bet the disciples are going, okay, well, Jesus is raised, thanks be to God, but now what? Peter and the rest know that the Holy Spirit will be coming to empower them, but I got to think as the days are slipping away and the bills aren't paying themselves, there was probably a lot of confusion for the disciples. So Peter and the majority of the 12 slip back into their old familiar habits. They decide to go back to doing what they were doing before they even ever met Jesus. So they go fishing. Kind of makes me wonder. Jesus has already shown the disciples that he's alive. He's already told them that he'll send the Holy Spirit. So what's Jesus doing back here, showing up to the disciples again? I mean, breakfast on the beach, don't get me wrong, it sounds lovely by the Sea of Galilee. I'm sure nobody's going to be upset by this miracle catch that Jesus helps them haul in. But why is the resurrected Jesus showing up here and now? I sort of suspect it has something to do with the fact that Peter and the rest have lost their grip on that sense of belonging and purpose. Because remember, it's not just that they've gone back to fishing that indicates that they're a little bit confused. There was also that unpleasantness of Peter professing his love for Jesus and saying he would lay down his life for Jesus, and then that same night denying Jesus three times. And from the way the story is told in John's gospel, it sounds like most of the disciples fled, with only one of them mentioned as being nearby during the crucifixion. which all sounds to me like they've forgotten who they are, forgotten to whom they belong, and what their purpose is. So probably, I think, Jesus isn't just showing up on this beach to bring in a good catch and have some breakfast with friends. Maybe he's here to remind them of their belonging and their purpose. At least it sure seems like that's what he's doing with Simon Peter. Three times Peter had denied Jesus, and so three times Jesus gives Peter the chance to confess his love. It's an act of mercy and reconciliation that says to Peter, you know what? Despite your shortcomings, this is where you belong, with me and in service to your God, not out there on a fishing boat. And in response to Peter's pledges of love, Jesus triples down on Peter's purpose. That purpose is not to pay his bills or fill his belly with fish. It is to care for the people of God. Jesus tells him, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Despite Peter's complete denial of him, Jesus is back with this message of mercy. Nothing you have done, Peter, has separated you from me. You still belong here, and there's work for you to do. And actually, that's pretty much God's message of mercy for you, too. Nothing you have done or could ever do has separated you from God's love. You belong here. And once we've got that straight, there's some work to be done. There's a purpose to be fulfilled in your life. This belonging and purpose is actually exactly what baptism is about, where we put something concrete and tangible, the water, with God's promise of forgiveness and God's calling for us to do the work of the kingdom. And we need to be reminded, just like Peter needed reminding. So each day, Luther says, we're to wash our face, and as we do, remember our baptisms, which is to say, every day we need to remember to whom we belong and what our calling and our purpose is, and that is to work for the kingdom of God. As the church, we aren't primarily about self-help, but I am convinced that what God calls us to is what is good for us. So whether things are going great in your corner of the world, or they seem a little off and you're feeling dissatisfied with the way things are, maybe what we all need is to focus again, to find again that place where we belong and where we have our purpose. And there's plenty of places that'll sell you some version of that, belonging and purpose. We get pretty good imitation versions of belonging and purpose a lot of places. But your true belonging is to be claimed and redeemed by the God who loves you so much that Jesus comes to be killed and then to be raised for you. And your true purpose is to do the work of the God who has already redeemed you just because God loves you. If that's not specific enough in terms of finding your purpose, do some prayer and discernment. If you want to, get a good friend and talk with him, or call me and let's sit down and talk about how we can put some flesh on God's purpose for us in the world. God's purpose that sounds like love your neighbor as yourself, and let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I'd actually love to talk about how we, as individuals, as a congregation, heed the purpose God lays out in Micah about doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly as with our God. Church is one of those things, like a lot of things, where you sort of get out of it what you put into it. So wherever you find your purpose and God's calling for your life, get involved, right? We have some great ministries here. We can connect you to be a mentor with a kid at Davis Townsend who's struggling, or we can use help shopping or packing backpacks. We're talking about plans soon for a little free pantry out here by the road to be accessible to neighbors who have a need for food, right? Some sheep who might need feeding. But beyond this congregation's walls, there are so many needs. I know Davidson County Meals on Wheels needs drivers. The county is in desperate need of temporary and long-term foster homes, right? And even if you can't leave your chair, if those things aren't for you, there are dozens of people on our prayer list who are desperate for your prayers. The point is not where, in what service particularly you find your purpose, but that you find God's purpose for you somehow in service to others and God's world. Find that purpose because it's what your purpose is. It's what you were created for. What we proclaim this Easter season is that Jesus has risen from the dead, and that ought to change things for us. Peter can't go back to fishing after that, right? He can't go back to the way that things were before Jesus called him out of that boat, and neither can we. Because we know that the resurrection has happened, we have to be different for having heard that news. Our lives, they have to look different than the lives of non-believers because we know that death is no longer the last thing. Our lives, our world needs to look different. Does it? If not, we need to make some changes because Jesus is clear. You belong here. You belong to the risen Lord, and once we've got that straight, there's work to be done. Amen.